Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Ortega. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Phil Ortega. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Clark. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Allam. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Allam. And now, play ball. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Carew steals second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Carew scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Howard is chasing the ball. Uhlander rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park two-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Jim Ollum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ollum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Carew reaches second base with a double. Ollum moves to third. Bob Priddy now pitching. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhulst hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Priddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Priddy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Priddy covering, for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cullen strikes out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Ollum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ollum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ollum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pretty, and towards Cullen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova strikes out. 1 out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ollum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals strikes out. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Doug Camilli pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a pop-up towards third. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Hannon now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Olander strikes out. Two outs. Jim Ollum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ollum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ollum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olander. Peterson reaches second base with a double. Howard moves to third. Al Worthington now pitching. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-2 in the game. Casanova takes first base on ball 4. Jim King pinch hits for Ken Harrelson. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard scores. Peterson scores. Casanova moves to third. It's Senators, 3, Twins, 3. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Bob Chance pinch hits for Jim Hannon. Jim Merritt now pitching. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Bob Chance. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is hit by the pitch. King moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Cullen reaches second base with a double. Casanova scores. King scores. Valentine moves to third. It's 5-3, Senators. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alts misplays the ball. That's an error on Ver Alts. Valentine scores. Cullen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Senators. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cullen tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-3, Senators. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMullen moves to third. Dignan pinch runs for Frank Howard. Ron Klein now pitching. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dignan now playing first base. Hank Allen now playing left field. Jim King now playing right field. Fred Valentine now playing center field. De Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-3 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up towards first. Nan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als is 0 for 3 in the game. Vir Als hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Twins 3. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Casanova strikes out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. King hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vir Als scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Uhlander for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Twins 3. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Uhlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese pinch hits for Ron Klein. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 4 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Tovar reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 7-4, Senators. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als is 0 for 4 in the game. Vir Als hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.